If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
James Bond is coming back to the big screen in cinemas in the UK, and we're hoping to go to every one of the 25 films. Join us as we celebrate the 60th anniversary of our favourite British agents by watching them all in order. We hope you guys are watching them too, so please let us know your thoughts. You can find us on social media at Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and our podcast is available on iTunes and Spotify, as well as video episodes on YouTube. Simply search for Really 007 Pod. The second James Bond adventure is a truly classic espionage thriller in which Bond goes on the Orient Express from Istanbul, featuring an amazing array of characters, including Red Grant and Rosa Klebb. This is From Russia with Love.
Only the second James Bond thriller could be more exciting than the first.
Krylenko. So he's back. Another Bulgarian they use as a killer. Take a look. You should remember him. This man kills for pleasure.
James Bond, that notorious, amazing Dr. No secret agent, is back, and half the world is out to kill him as he pits his murderous talents against the Iron Curtain and its velvet women.
Well, I'll tell you something, Coltorni. You're one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen.
I think my mouth is too big.
No, it's the right size. For me, that is.
From Russia with Love comes Tatiana, bait for the trap. From the four corners of the world come the men and women who play a deadly, dangerous game of espionage.
Do not be alarmed, my friend. We will make you as comfortable as possible.
Ali Kerim Bey, head of Station T, Turkey. Krasnogransky, codename Grant. Chief executioner of Spectre.
My orders are to kill you and deliver the Lecter. All I do, it's my business.
M of British Secret Service. The woman called Rosa Klebb, playing a double cross.
Klebb.
Romano. The door. Romano!
Russia with Love. They dance for him. They yearn for him. They die for him. From Zagreb to Sofia, from Venice to Istanbul, from Paris to London, Agent 007 cuts an inimitable path through the palaces and boudoirs of espionage.
Dems, you're hurting
me. I'll do worse than that if you don't tell me. I'm doing this under orders, I know. And what are they?
Even if you kill me, I can say nothing.
You're trapped, Mr. Bond. You cannot escape.
Right, we're here again, 2 weeks on the trot, but this time Chris, well, Chris was, you were here for Doctor No, yeah. So actually, in fact, first of all, Chris, quick thoughts on Doctor No on the big screen.
My expectations were quite high, and it completely sort of destroyed them. I was sat with a smile on my face through the entire film. It was amazing. It was, not only is the transfer fantastic, you know, the colours are so vibrant, but you know, when you see scenes like the bit on Crab Key with the dragon, to see it, you know, the lighting is just as it should be. It should be dark, and I think some transfers I've seen, it looks quite obvious that that's a tank and not a dragon. So therefore, you think they must be stupid,
right?
But to see it where it's actually the right kind of you know contrast and level of lighting, and you know, just sort of made it actually is believable now.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show the importance of, good quality, visuals and transfers and, but yes, absolutely loved it. It was amazing. Connery is my life. You know, what a star.
Every
scene he's in, he's amazing. Ken Adams' production, everything fantastic. Absolutely loved it. So coming to see this, it's interesting because Dr. No has gone up my list. The more and more I watch it jumps up my list. But From Russia With Love was, before we started this podcast, was probably, I thought, was the best Bond film. Certainly Connery's best, and certainly one of my favourites as well. So
it could only go down then.
Well,
it seems harsh,
doesn't
it?
It's always been kind of like top five.
Yeah.
And obviously we did the lengthy review on that, which I probably will revisit.
Short now,
revisit
compared to
well,
the
yeah,
more recent.
Which I'll probably revisit after watching this. Yeah. But yeah, expectations are high. Also, watching it, you know, almost back to back, to see whether it works almost as a sequel.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued to see. But yeah, really excited about this one.
I presume you've not seen it at the cinema before.
No, not this one.
What was the first one? Living Daylights? It was
Living Daylights, yeah. And then all since.
You've gone off that one, obviously, since.
No, that still reigns very high, that one.
I think Harry, though, he'd put, obviously, Doctor No's got higher for him, but From Russia With Love had got a lot higher since he watched them all back to back again, and he was on the review. But Matt, in terms of, From Russia With Love, what were your feelings on it sort of before doing the podcast, and then how have they evolved?
Well, I've always really liked it. I think maybe as a child it's not one you'd naturally go for first, because it's a bit kind of maybe a bit quieter and a bit cat and mouse maybe.
Yeah.
Compared to, You Only Live Twice or Moonraker or something like that, which as a child you're going to gravitate more towards. But I mean, I remember, my mate's dad saying that it was his favourite, and I don't know. I've become aware more and more as the years have gone by that how highly regarded this film is, and I do also hold it very highly in my rankings or whatever. And so yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing it, and you know, as Chris says, I'm really looking forward to seeing it, having seen Doctor No in the same surroundings 1 week on. And it's amazing. I think Harry's mentioned this before. Just the locations and the different story that's involved. It's completely different to Doctor No, so it's amazing to go from one to the other.
Yeah, I think when we started doing the podcast, it was one maybe I'd seen a few times recently, but I hadn't, because it isn't really that go-to Bond film in terms of formula Bond. And maybe thought of it as a subcategory, you know, that's a really good film, but I wouldn't necessarily. It's not. I mean, has Ernie seen it, Chris? Is it a bit? It hasn't.
I think because Doctor No. It seems. I understand why they chose that for the first one, because it has all the elements. Yeah. It has exotic locations. Yeah. You know, a really good villain, and it's quite. Even though it is sort of a detective story, it's still quite easy to follow.
Yeah.
And you know, it ends with a big set piece.
Yeah.
So I completely understand why they chose to do that and not, Casino Royale and the other books. So I think From Russia With Love, again, is more of the thriller. Yeah. So the first one's Detective Story. Yeah. This is more of a thriller. It has more politics involved. It's just, and it's much more, not convoluted, but it's much more, a much more intricate kind of plot. And I think because of that, you know, I think you just, it's not one that you jump to. For me, in my head, there's the action Bond films, and then there's the thriller Bond films, and this definitely sits within that as one of the thriller ones.
Yeah, I agree. I've just got a bit of a chill then, just thinking about some of the scenes we're going to watch.
I know.
What, I mean, what, anything you're particularly looking forward to on the cinema that might be feel a bit more epic or a bit different? Oh, John Barry. Well, the first John Barry one, isn't it?
Well, I was just thinking about stuff like the chess, the room, you know, where they're playing chess, because that's early on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The catacombs or whatever you
You
know, the Call Me Buona poster, all that. Oh. I don't know. I've just been thinking about, and obviously flipping on the train.
Out. Yeah.
I just, oh, it's just so
exciting. And Kleb, you know, and Grant, these characters. Yeah. Blofeld, first appearance of Blofeld. Because we said, I think, Dr. No, he didn't realise that there is an awful lot of Bond's identity done in that film, more than we realise. And here now, we're really, we get the pre-title sequence, I know it's short. Yeah. We've got John Barry, we're going to get no Ken Adam, though, famously, I'm afraid. Sid Kane's incredible.
Desmond Llewellyn.
Oh, yeah. And the briefcase. I think the crowd are going to, the fans are going to love that one, I think, definitely. Yeah. We've just seen a couple who came last week, season ticket holders now. Well, to be fair, I mean, they were coming out one a year, weren't they? So it's almost less of a wait.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost what it must have felt like, a bit, but a microcosm of. But yeah, right, we will head into the theatre and we'll let you know how we get on.
Hey, this is Sam, and I'm just recording from sunny Salford today. I'm just about to get on the tram to go to the Odeon in Manchester to watch From Russia With Love. I saw Dr. No there last week, and I really enjoyed that. So I'm really intrigued about what From Russia With Love will be like. Everyone knows it's a great film anyway. It's definitely not a bad film at all. I'm really looking forward to see some of the elements in the film, specifically the title sequence, basically anything in Istanbul, the sets, to hear John Barry's score. There's just a lot to look forward to about this film, and I can't think of anything better than going to the cinema to watch that on a Sunday. So I'm going to be going there very shortly, and hopefully I can report positive news, which I'm pretty sure I will anyway. So yeah, I know the really 007 guys, some of them watched it last night. I'm sure they enjoyed it too. And yeah, I hope everyone who is going has a great time. So I will report back soon.
So here I am at the Trafford Centre on a Tuesday night. Didn't think I'd be able to come and see From Russia With Love. I'm supposed to be working, but the meeting got cancelled. Couldn't miss the opportunity. My intention was initially to just watch a few of them and share them out. But after seeing Dr. No on the screen last week, I'm going to have to try and get to as many as I can. This one is one of my favourites. It would have been probably my number one favourite Connery, but after my recent watch during having COVID, I'd say Goldfinger's just nipped that. But you know what? Seeing this on the big screen tonight, I'm just so excited. For different reasons than Dr. No. I think when I thought about Dr. No, it's seeing Jamaica on the big screen, and the colour palette of Jamaica is obviously so bright. Istanbul is a lot greyer, but what I'm so excited about with regards to Istanbul is being drawn into this sense of espionage. I've always loved that part of the film, but seeing this and it being immersed in this on a big screen, I'm just absolutely buzzing about this. And of course, hearing John Barry through surround sound in a cinema, I just can't wait for those first notes. And we're going to just be absolutely taken away. But you don't want to hear me talking about what I'm excited about. So I'll shut up and I'll give you my thoughts later when I've seen the film.
I'm here with Jack again.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Jack. Right, you've just seen your second James Bond film in 2 weeks, haven't you, at the cinema?
Yeah.
And this one was From Russia With Love, so what did you think about it?
I mean, it's still good, because it's James Bond.
But?
And I like James Bond, but, again, it was fake.
What do you mean it was fake?
Like, when he was driving, though, it's like side to side, you'd be swerving. You're going straight.
And what does that really put you off, though?
Yeah, kind of does.
What about the fight, though, on the train? You must have liked
that. That was good.
And were you scared that Bond might get beaten at one stage?
No. I know he always wins, except from those times he
dies. Yes, exactly. Here we go. Can never be sure again. But yeah, how does it rate compared to Doctor No? Which is your favourite of those two?
I couldn't really pick.
Yeah. Do you like Sean Connery, though, as Bond?
Yeah.
Yeah? You enjoy it?
Yeah, I like all of them.
Right, okay. But your favourite is Daniel Craig?
Yeah, because I was born like
then. Yeah.
And I've seen all of his.
Yeah. Which ones have you seen at the cinema, then? Have you seen the
seen
last
No
couple?
Time to Die. What else did we see?
Might be very young, but they don't come out very often.
I don't think you've seen any of those.
Have you not? No.
I don't think
so.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. So did you guys all enjoy it tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Is it one of your favourite ones? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's more close to the books, isn't it?
Yes.
The story was better this one, I think.
It is very different to the later ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
More stripped down and a spy thriller, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. I like it better that way, I think.
Yeah.
I personally, I like the older ones as well more than the recent ones, yeah.
And who's your favourite Bond?
Mine's Roger Moore, but...
Oh, well.
Yeah. It's debatable, as it is.
I know
he's
not your favourite.
No, he's not my favourite, never. I think he's more of a... Like a Taylor's Dummy, you know,
he's acting,
you know, so.
He's a smarmy Bond, isn't he?
Yeah, well, you know. He does it differently.
Yeah.
Just say that.
Yeah.
So are you going to be.
No, he did his own way, Roger Moore.
Yeah.
His own sort of Bond, yeah.
And it fitted the time, didn't it?
Yeah.
When he was around.
Yeah.
So are you going to be watching Goldfinger then?
Yeah.
You've
seen it a few times.
Like, where are we
going to
watch it? Just here?
Possibly.
Alright.
We don't know.
Again.
We'll see.
You're excited about that one, though. You must like the odd job and the fights with him and all
that.
The hat. Yeah. Brilliant.
I've got a steel ring in it,
yeah. Right, well, we might see you next week, maybe.
Yeah.
I think a couple of us will be
here.
I'm
here.
No, we like chatting to you, Jack.
Yeah.
The youngest Bond fan we have, I think.
Hey guys, it's Steve Spring here. Literally just got back from seeing From Russia With Love. Just sat on my drive now, getting ready to go into the house. So very early thoughts. It's obviously fantastic. It's my favourite Sean film anyway. Seeing it on the big screen was a great experience. It's a shame there wasn't more people there. There was about 8 of us in total, and it was a big screen as well. So it's a pity there wasn't more. There was more for Dr. No actually in midweek, which again was a fantastic experience. Sean, again, showing why he's the best every time he's on the screen. Again, Robert Shaw up against him. That train fight on the big screen is just wonderful to see. It was the highlight of the film for me. I've really enjoyed the last two films. The fact that they're quite slow and you get time to sort of settle into the location and be with the character and follow them on this adventure, which I think modern films are quite quick sometimes and jump around a bit too much. So it's nice to see films that are a bit older that take their time. I wasn't planning on watching any Bond films this year. I was on a bit of a Bond break after the last few years. To be fair, the only thing that probably would have got me to watch a Bond film at the moment was them being back at the cinema. So it's probably a good job that they put them all on, and I'm very pleased they have. So this is starting to reignite my love for the Bond series again, starting from the very beginning. And yeah, I didn't plan on seeing them all. I'd seen a couple of them, Goldfinger and On a Manchester Secret Service. Other than that, it was The World Is Not Enough onwards for me, so I've got plenty to see that I haven't seen before on the big screen, and I'm really looking forward to be fair, all of them, let's be honest. So let's see how I go. Keep up the great work, guys, and speak soon. Bye.
Trevor Baxendale gave us his thoughts before going into the cinema to see From Russia With Love.
I'm outside the Odeon cinema now. I'm just about to go in and see From Russia With Love on the big screen. For the very first time. I've lost count of the number of times I've seen this over the years on TV and video, DVD, Blu-ray. But I think the very first time I saw it would have been its ITV premiere in about 1976. 75, 76. Made a big impression on me then with James Bond's briefcase with his gun and knife and gold sovereigns, and of course Red Grant's garrotting watch. So looking forward to this a lot.
If you're enjoying Really 007, why not follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram? Look us up at Really 007 Pod. If you do not, you will be shot!
So I've just walked out of the cinema after watching From Russia With Love. Amazing film, really, really amazing, and I think the cinema does it more justice, 100%. I've always enjoyed the film, but it's always been a bit, not difficult to watch, but I always just prefer a lot of the others. It really holds its own. You know, Pedro Armendáriz, for example, is just made for the big screen. You know, he's so magnetic when he's up there. Same for all the principal cast members. Just really, really amazing on that. Some of my favourite things on this watch really included Connery's performance. There's just a lot of natural elements there, which I think really just makes him feel like more of a character. So, for example, when Q's explaining the attaché case and how to open it, and then he's like, "Have you got that?" And then Connery's like, "Yes, I think so." And he does it, and he says it with a little bit of a laugh, like he's kind of, you know, thinking about how extraordinary everything is. And there's a couple of other moments like that as well, where it's like when the consulate explosion happens, and he's like, he's laughing at how absurd everything is, like how absurd his life is. So that was really fun. Just the whole, you know, 60s element of it really, you know, comes out in this as well. Just seeing everything, hearing everything, just the style is just so on point and just feels very Bond. So that was really great. I'm just trying to think other initial thoughts after that. Music, lovely. It's just great to hear John Barry's score, and it is a really strong score for his first Bond as well. Everything was great with that. And yeah, just visually stunning. These 4K, you know, outputs. So, you know, it's just really extraordinary to see everything that we can see on there. I mean, I noticed Grant's bad wig when it was the obvious stunt double on the train fight. More this time. So that is funny. Everything was great and I absolutely loved it, and I can't wait to watch more of these films. I did watch Goldfinger at the Prince Charles Cinema in January, but I think I may be watching it again whilst it's out in cinemas next week. So yeah, thank you, and I will be back with more, I hope.
Wow. I'm absolutely speechless. I've just got into my car and I genuinely cannot believe the experience I've just had. I'm going to try and process my thoughts. I hope it's not too rambly. I think the first thing that I'll say is that I don't think I've ever felt like taken into a world. I don't think I can ever remember like ever being taken into a world of a film like I was then. I felt like I was on the train with them. Shots like when Connery's on his knees and you see all you see is Robert Shaw, and it's like I'm facing Robert Shaw at that moment. The espionage in Istanbul, the scene, I got it completely wrong about the grey palette. There was some unbelievable colour that just came through in Istanbul. It was absolutely stunning. The sound, wow, that was loud. It was so loud. And it was incredible. I mean, I adored Dr. No last week, don't get me wrong, but what a John Barry score does in a cinema is just, it just takes your breath away. There wasn't that many people there, I'd say probably about 20, 30 people. But you go to a cinema and you, sometimes these days, you know, people get distracted and they're talking or fidgeting. It was just stunned silence for 2 hours straight. When we look at the characters, I mean, Connery is so at ease here. He's not like playing it as the film star Bond, as I like to call him in Goldfinger, but it's the perfected version of a spy. And he is sensational. But again, massive props to my boy Robert Shaw. The scenes on the train are, at this moment in time, I'm going to say my favourite them or the Majesty ski scenes are my favourite scenes in the whole of the franchise. And that fight was unbelievable. You felt every single bump and crash in that cinema. And I just, like, I don't know, I've probably missed absolutely loads out that other people will cover. But I just need to just say again, and it's what everyone thinks, we are so blessed that cinemas are putting these films on for the 60th anniversary. Because I've seen two films in the last week that I must have seen genuinely 30 plus times each. And yet I have felt like I have seen a complete new film each time. And I just can't wait for the next one. Just thank you, Odeon.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Thank you, View. Thank you, Eon, for agreeing it. And just thank you for James Bond.
Just out from seeing From Russia With Love. Absolutely brilliant. Loved it. On the big screen, how it's meant to be seen. Nice, crisp, sharp, colourful, loud. Everything I wanted from it.
The location filming looks especially good around the Basilica Sistine and the Hagia Sophia are particularly beautiful and come across really well on the cinema screen. But I think the thing that stuck out for me most was how incredibly claustrophobic the fight between Grant and Bond is on the train when seen in the darkened confines of the cinema. So all in all, I think the film is as transformed on the big screen as Dr. No was for me, and I'm so glad I've had the opportunity to see these films in the way in which they were intended.
Great friend of the podcast, John Orty, also known as Behind the Stunts, and his mates Bob Foster and Kieran Brown went to watch From Russia With Love in Derby and now hear their thoughts on this classic Bond film.
So, From Russia With Love, thoughts on seeing it for the first time on the big screen. I have seen it on a screen, but not that big, and not a print of that quality before. And it is an excellent print, probably a digital quality. There's no issues with the sound at all. Even the DVD version that I own, I don't have Blu-ray, but even the DVD version that I own looks cloudy in comparison to this particular version. Initial thoughts were the noise of the mask that is taken off the imposter Bond at the start, is so loud. It's like this rubber glove being lifted off a wet hand. And also Karim Bey's female friend in his office, who is kissing him when the limpet mine goes off, whines like a cat, which I've never really noticed before. Hadi Karim Bey! Hadi Karim Bey! And she does all this stuff. Anyway, but I'd never really noticed that. But you're attuned to the picture quality and the sound quality. The other thing I noticed tonight, for the first time, really, during the helicopter attack, which I think has been mentioned already, but there's a cue in there from Dr. No, and I found it very interesting to think that why, if John Barry is now in charge of the music, would they still leave that in? you know, surely there would be something, or there would be an alternative piece that could be composed for that. Venice, Istanbul look gorgeous. They've really cleaned up the quality. You look at it in later pictures and you think, wow, that looks amazing, but it really looks spectacular there. The other thing I noticed, which there has to be some fight reference in it, but not the train fight. I'm fully aware of the train fight. It looks magnificent. But when Rosa Klebb meets Red Grant at Spectre Island and she hits him in the stomach with that knuckle duster, she really hits him in the stomach with a knuckle duster. There's no punch pulled there. There's no clever camera angle that says, don't worry, we'll film it from over here and they'll never know that she's actually made contact. She really makes contact. And I urge you, if you haven't seen it or haven't obviously looked at it in the same way that I looked at it last night, study Robert Shaw's face. His face says everything. When she makes contact, his face contorts. It really has got him. He seems fit enough. Well, yes, it would be after that, love, to be honest with you. That was, again, something I hadn't spotted. And one thing that now has been playing on my mind since last night's screening is how absolutely stunning Daniela Bianchi is. Oh, my goodness. How did I miss this? You know, you put everything in categories in certain cases. You think, well, it's a 60s Bond and blah, et cetera, et cetera. And there are women in the 60s movies who I think are spectacular. And I never really put Daniela into that category. But seeing her on screen last night in 4K, and she's absolutely delicious. So, hands down to the casting there. She's certainly raced up the list of my favourite Bond girls. No toys about that. The titles were the only thing that I thought were quite interesting. I'm a fan of the titles, obviously, but I found them quite distracting last night with all the belly dancing and tassel twirling that was going on. It distracted me from reading the names on the screen. I've never really noticed that before. They're very peculiar that you spot these things. But, yeah, I'm really pleased with it, and I must say it was great to see plenty of people there last night as well. It wasn't a full house, by any state of the imagination, but it was pretty much full. So that was nice. It was nice to see that many people who'd come out on a Tuesday to see a Bond movie, which is nearly 50 years old. So that was really nice. And I am going to see some of the others. I think certainly my next one is going to be You Only Live Twice, and then definitely Diamonds after that. And we'll see how it goes. But I enjoyed it enormously.
All right, just a brief note on the 4K restoration of From Russia with Love, which I saw yesterday at the Odeon Derby. I won't say anything about the storyline as it's been done elsewhere to death. I can't wait to see every one of these films now after seeing this one. Every single scene looks more vibrant right the way through. In particular, the fight between Grant and Bond in the train. It was extremely intense. And also the gypsy fight. It's almost like seeing it for the first time. Daniela Bianchi's beauty shone throughout this film. It's almost as if you are seeing it for the first time. And even I noticed Rosa Klebb, picture of her when it showed her in close-up, you could almost see the makeup brush strokes on her face. That's about it. It's every single scene, as I said before, every single scene is more vibrant, and I cannot wait to see the rest of the series, especially all of the Connerys.
From Russia with Love 2022 4K cinematic re-release. Here are some of my feelings, sentiments and thoughts on the presentation in which I indulged last night. Honestly, this is a film a film that I hold very close to my heart. From Russia with Love was the first ever introduction for me to Bond, the wonderful world of Bond. It was my first ever glimpse of the super spy. I cannot remember how old I was, where I was, what I was doing. All I remember was Connery, James Bond, in the confines of the Spectre Island garden. But of course, it doesn't turn out to be Bond. It turns out to be someone imitating James Bond. But that clip, those clips in the garden, those images, those moments, they're the first that I experienced and they're the earliest memories that I have of Bond. So it's a film that sits very close to my heart. and I hold very close to me. I absolutely love this film. I adore this film, actually. I love the story. I love the simplicity. I just love the fact that it's a gritty spy thriller. There's the right amount of action, drama, romance, etc. But it's a very gritty spy thriller. I just think the pacing of it works very well. It just flows naturally, and I love it. And one of the biggest things that I love about this film is Connery. I just think his performance is superb. It's my favourite Connery performance. I think he carries himself so well. I mean, we've had Dr. No, where he was introduced, and he literally hit the ground running, let's be honest. I feel he did anyway. But for me, From Russia With Love is really where he starts to find his feet. And I love it. I think it's the most engaging performance that Connery gives as 007 throughout his tenure. I think it's the film, I don't know, I think he looks so comfortable within the role. I think he looks at his most comfortable with Goldfinger. That's another film altogether. But there's something about Goldfinger, I don't know, it's not the complete package. It is the complete package on paper, but for me, From Russia With Love is the complete package performance that Connery gives. So I think he carries this film. Wonderful supporting cast. I love dear Pedro Armendariz. I mean, he's such a great supporting character. And you really feel his loss when, obviously, Kerim meets his demise. Fantastic villains. Obviously, Blofeld is introduced for the very first time. Spectre was touched upon with Dr. No, and this is the first time we really get to see the organisation as a whole and what it's all about and for what it stands. And of course, Red Grant. What a great villain. I mean, I love Robert Shaw. I just think this film has got so many wonderful elements. John Barry, you know, composing the soundtrack for the very first time. He worked on Dr. No. He performed the James Bond theme, him and his orchestra. But this is the first time, obviously, he gets hands-on with the score. And I absolutely adore this soundtrack. I mean, there are some elements which are some of my favourite musical elements of the entire franchise. James Bond with bongos, absolutely adore that music. And again, I was chatting about this with dear friends, John Orty, Bob Foster, when they use the cues from Dr. No a couple of occasions throughout this film. I personally really enjoy that. I think it's a wonderful contribution. It just touches back to the first film and links them, essentially. I just think it's a lovely little touch. It's the little things in life. But overall, a wonderful immersive experience. This is how these films were meant to be seen, on the big screen, illustriously. And the fact that we're being treated to 4K presentations, I just think we're being spoiled. It's almost perfection. I say almost. For me, as a completist, I would love to have seen 67 Casino and Never Say Never within this run, cinematic run of films. This is our chance to see every single adventure on the big screen. It's a wonderful presentation. If it is still showing at any venues around the UK, do go and see it. You won't be disappointed. For me, the picture quality, I mean, it is fantastic. Dr. No did have the edge for me, but this was still, it certainly wasn't disappointing. There we go. That's my little contribution. Thank you for listening. I hope I've not bored you all too much. Have a good day and happy bonding.
Okay, wow. So, two Bond films down. That one felt a bit, you know, maybe not as much impact because Dr. No, just seeing it for the first time as a new old film. But my word, yet again, it's just like to sit down for 2 hours on the big screen, you get such an amazing thrill from it. I do anyway. But Chris, first of all, how did you find just seeing it properly on the big screen?
Yeah, I think all these films really sort of benefit from seeing on the you know, like I say, the sound and the picture is just, you know, amazing. And also there's about going to the cinema and seeing it with people. I think it's a great experience. I think that, you know, From Russia With Love, it's such a superb film. But I just found it really interesting, you know, with Dr. No so fresh in my mind and kind of like still like reeling from seeing it and what it was like watching this evening is just how great of a director.
Yes, yeah, I was thinking that a lot tonight. Just, I was thinking.
They feel like, yeah. It feels like it's clearly a sequel, but you could have not seen Dr. No, it doesn't make any difference. But they seem similar, but so totally different.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the way it's shot, the way that, you know, it just feels like a very different film, which I'd never really thought until seeing it, you know, on the big screen, because, like I say, just it's in the forefront of my mind. But yeah, I think it still stands up as just like one of the greatest Bond films. I think it's just
good.
Seeing all the I think it also just illustrates just how amazing, just how well directed it is. Like that fight scene again, I was like nervous.
Oh yeah,
the
yeah.
The tension
yeah.
is amazing in that scene. And it is just, and to, again, Connery, the sets, it feels so different because they're in such a, they're in another exotic location, but yeah. it feels so different yeah. to, the, you know, being in Jamaica. And just the way it's shot, the feel of it, it feels like it's bustling and really busy as compared to Jamaica,
yeah.
which feels quite empty at times, apart from, you know, the Pussfellas club and stuff. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's From Russia With Love, it's, you know, top tier Bond, and it was amazing to see it on the big screen and to hear, you know, Barry's score and the 007 theme and stuff.
Yeah, that was new as well, I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of course he did both of them, didn't he? To sort of as a my this is definitely my own one.
Yeah.
Just in case. I don't know whether that was done for money, but no, yeah, yeah. But that just seeing that first of all, that you know the pre-title sequence, and I know it's short, but it's so effective, isn't it? And the colours of that. I think what you said about Quarrel in the nighttime colouring yeah. with the dragon. This like the nighttime
yeah,
moonlight,
the
isn't it?
Shot, yeah. yeah, and like
so clear
the with the when they get off the train.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen versions of it where it looks so much lighter.
Yeah, it does. Doesn't it?
Feels
yeah,
like it's
yeah,
at
yeah.
Night.
Yeah.
It's, that's,
yeah. The colouring of these, are, I mean, they're all going to be brilliant now, I think. But
yeah,
and Matt, the title sequence, I thought, you know, and the music—that's the first real big John Barry.
Yeah.
Score, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, for Doctor No, you get that, you know, it's a brilliant title sequence. But, yeah, but for this, I don't know, you feel it's getting closer to what you think of as
yeah.
the most, you know, kind of iconic Bond openings. And, yeah, and I love the instrumental of the From Russia With Love song, perhaps more than the song itself, actually. But
yeah.
But
more perhaps Bond because the
yeah.
arrangement maybe isn't it?
And then it goes
yeah.
into the Bond
yeah.
theme. It's absolutely
so
brilliant
good.
And then you're in there, you know,
yeah.
and then what's next, and it's so good. I mean you leaned over to me and said Bond hasn't even been in it yet, and you know
we were
well into it because
yeah.
of course it isn't Bond.
Yes.
Sean Connery had been in
Sean
it
Connery,
but,
yeah.
yeah oh just fantastic
Connery again. We said how good he was last time, but he's just properly in the role. He's maybe slightly more light-hearted. He's like enjoying his
yeah.
job, but he's a proper secret agent, isn't he? That is still the main thing. I don't know. I think maybe I, watching it this time, like you said, Chris, the Terence Young came out. Some of the shots, like particularly when Grant's introduced, him sort of lurking in the background. I mean, the shot on the train is
yeah.
fabulous, isn't it? And just to stage that shot when you first see him in the background, a bit like Winston Kidd on the the boat at the end. That's a fantastic, with all those extras and everything.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely hooked on it again. Have you? When was the last time you saw it?
About a year ago, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Watching this.
But after we reviewed it.
Oh yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We're on holiday and we was looking on TV, so we rented,
oh, right.
rented it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's such a fun film. From which we love. But again, like you mentioned about that opening, I can't get over what it must.
Yeah.
It must have been like going to see Doctor No and like this amazing new character, this amazing new film, and then to go and watch the sequel and he gets killed in
the
first like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, obviously,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
not, the audience aren't stupid, but for, to be like, what is happening?
Yeah, they don't understand what's
yeah.
going on.
It really, you know, throws
yeah.
you. And I think that, yeah. It must have been such an amazing experience seeing them originally and not knowing, you know, coming into it
yeah.
fresh, not knowing.
Yeah, but immediately, you know, that scene, Grant makes a really striking entrance,
yeah.
doesn't he? And, you know, even your, I don't know, your average, just your average, I'm not diminishing people
yeah.
here, but your average cinema goer is sort of thinking somewhere in their mind, the real Bond's going to have to face him
yes.
at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Like Scaramanga in the front.
Yeah,
house.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is like that, yeah.
And a bit like Winston Kidd, I keep going on about them, they're lurking in the background the whole time.
Yeah.
Bond never sees them, but when he does see them, he doesn't know who they are.
That's true.
And that, I found that quite disturbing, you know, how they sort of, when he gets on the train posing as Nash. I always feel sorry for Nash. It's so sad, isn't it? I know you don't
the real
see
Nash.
Him. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And his voice is... He puts on more of a cut
yeah,
glass
yeah.
act, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Because I always thought, even though he's a baddie with Spezza, it doesn't, you know, he can be English.
Yeah.
You know, they are double agents, you know. Yeah.
And I like that about Bond, I always like that Bond picks up on the fact that he is, like, money driven.
Yeah. Because
obviously, you see the bit where he takes the money off, you know, he takes the money off originally. He takes the pile of money, doesn't he? He pockets that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then obviously, he then starts, you know, he offers him the gold and stuff. And it's like, you could see that weakness in it.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, he's the money grab.
At one stage, I thought, was he going to go to pay, you know, they took the 50 gold sovereigns. Mm. Oh, right, well, I won't kill you if you just give me the 50 gold sovereigns. Yeah, but he doesn't, does he?
Yeah. No. It's just
this
for
is
cigarette.
Just bonus. And, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing, I was thinking about that he's not doing it because he believes that what Spectre are doing is morally right, you know, or...
No,
that their, you know, their philosophy, their ideology, I should say, is... He's like a... He's an incredibly skilled killer.
A psychopath as well,
isn't he? Yeah. But doing it for money.
But he does enjoy it.
Oh, he does.
But I think that's mainly because it's easy for him. But Bond's a real challenge, and he's
So therefore, you believe that bit where he's, you know, he's not killing him straight away. That's often something that's criticised.
Yeah.
But you can.
He's got a gun in front of him. He's in a cabin. And the silencer is needed.
Something else I wanted to mention was the. You know, the gypsy sequence. Really interestingly, doesn't happen in Doctor No. This is different. That a big action sequence is fairly early on.
Yeah.
In the film,
it's the biggest one in the film, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is, and what a terrific scene that is.
Yeah,
fantastic.
People, you know, it wasn't a common complaint that gypsy scene dragged, but I mean, I never find that.
No.
That is really? Yeah. I don't know whether they mean just the beginning belly dance and stuff, but I don't
know. Once again, you're brought into this incredible world that, you know, is bigger than Bond. This film, maybe more than any other, there's so much going on that's bigger than Bond.
There is.
There's these people who are watching these people, there's this feud with this person, and, you know, Bond's dropped into it in this... espionage.
Yeah, it's not
story
Bond centric at all.
No, it's not
story centric, and
it
is. There's a lot to take in. You know, I know a load of the ones that I particularly love, the John Glenn ones. They are pretty complicated, but you can just throw them on. And this, you really actually have to concentrate to enjoy, because there's not some sort of silly scene in the middle to just keep you entertained, isn't it? You've got to be concentrated to enjoy it. The catacombs and all that underneath, and that was lovely. Yeah. One of the things that was harrowing that I did realise a bit more was that Pedro Almendarez was limping quite a lot.
I noticed that.
And I know Tones Young doubled for him a bit, didn't he, and stuff. You know, for the long shots he has to run. Bless him, he like had a stick to get off onto the thing, but...
He's so good.
He doesn't look ill at all, though, does he? I mean, it's incredible.
He really is.
It's such a memorable character, isn't
he? He is.
You know, one of the greats.
I think since we did the review from Rush With Love, we did the Best Henchman episode, and he won it.
Best Allies.
Sorry, Red Grant won Best Henchman, and Karen Bay won Best Allies, I don't know when we do... We didn't do... Oh, yeah, Bond Girls was Tracy, just about, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Beating Vesper, but... Tatiana, she never gets talked about much, does she?
She's sort of quite like, seems naive to begin with, and then actually she's really playful, and she's really engaging on the screen as well.
She's so likeable,
and you really want her to you know, there is that kind of, you just think, oh, she does, she's like, oh, I love you, James, I love you, and that kind of thing. It becomes quite annoying, but actually watching it, I just think it's a genuinely great performance, and she's just very likable. And I'm, you know, and you do sort of feel sorry for how poorly she's treated by everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, there's another real kind of civilian.
Yeah,
who saves Bond.
She does.
Yeah,
she
doesn't come back into the hotel room.
Yeah,
he's a goner. Get out of that.
Yeah. And she's the one who shoots him like Domino.
Yeah,
it's early on. You know. He kills Dr. No. Goldeneye, Goldfinger, he doesn't really kill himself, does he? I mean,
But
well, sort of, but you know.
The window gets
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So at the moment, he's not really.
Yeah, well, he's killed Grant.
He doesn't kill Blofeld in the other twice.
Yeah.
On the matter is, he doesn't kill. So he's not doing great, is he?
Yeah,
Diamond's off from no.
But he kills Winston Kidd. It's generally the henchman.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, in terms of Tatiana, I think in the review, Math, we did mention at some point, do we think she is actually in love with Bond? Do you think she is, though?
I think so. Certainly by the end, so much so that she risks her life, because she could have, if she didn't love him or didn't have extremely strong feelings for him,
yeah,
she could have just gone away with the lector and
she risks her life as well.
Yeah, she does. So, you know, she's got some seriously strong feelings for him.
Yeah.
And she's definitely worth, you know, maybe there is a bit of, you know, finding out what the end goal is, which is I can go and start a new life in
England. Yeah, yeah.
I think she genuinely has feelings for him. You know, like, yeah. To say that she's in love, I think that's, you know...
Just because she says it.
It's like she can have feelings for him, be fond of him or affectionate, but it ultimately, you know, this is a way out for her to start a new life.
Yeah.
And can see, you know, that he is going to be able to sort of give her that. But I think that's what we were discussing about, like, Living Daylights, you know, like, you know, like with Kara, I think she's...
It's similar in a way.
Yeah. I think there is that.
Civilian. In the middle.
And there is a bond there, you know, might not be the love of his life or her life, but they are in love or have feelings for each other during that period that they're together.
They don't ditch each other or betray each other.
I think there's great chemistry between them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like I say, that affection is really strong. I think she's... Again, you always think she's a bit of a drippy kind of Bond girl.
No.
I think she's a great character because she's believable. Someone, again, a civilian who's dragged into all this mess and being manipulated by loads of different people and then somehow steps up in the end.
Yeah.
She's a great character.
And Spectre are so good, aren't they? You know, the
building on that as well.
The doom, doom, doom. So good.
Yeah.
Scary. And
you know, like we were saying before, Dr. No is obviously this more detective story where Bond's, you know, Bond and
following the clues
through Bond, following the clues of what's going on. In this film, from the start, we know it's Spectre and that they're...
It's totally different,
And you've got this, the threat of Blofeld, which is just brilliant and, you know, just so good with the different, you know, with Kronstein, an international chess player. Claire, but like, these people from different worlds, all in this same... Yeah.
Such good characters. They're so memorable, character, aren't they? Yeah. They really are. Yeah. They couldn't...
But it makes the world so big.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, that you can dip into that, and you know, that you say, they're all moles, they're not just like, I'm a, you know, my day job is a baddie.
Yeah,
They have lives, and they also happen to work, you know, for this organisation, you know. I just think it's so great, and as a kid, I didn't really notice the whole, like, number three, number five, the ranking, you know.
Yeah.
And it's only obviously now you watch it, you know, like, actually, and that's the other thing, seeing the cinema, is that find yourself really concentrating and giving it the time.
Yeah.
The amount of times you put on a Bond film, it's just...
Yeah.
It's not playing in the background, but you're so familiar with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just washes over you as opposed to actually listening to the dialogue and listening to the plot and stuff and following it. But yeah, it's...
And the more fashionable again, those kind of espionage films and TV series, I think, and it does feel different again. Each one is different, isn't it? And the style of it, the pacing and everything. It is, like you said, Chris, a thriller, isn't it? Mm. There's no sort of let up, but it's never sort of silly. It doesn't sort of descend into any of that. It's a genuine thriller that ends quite... Does it end up quite abruptly, do you think?
It's just
that shot in Venice, isn't it? I don't
know. Yeah, and I think I'm trying to sort of watch it as if... Like, you know, that film was made for the audience of its time.
So
that's what they wanted the audience of that time. And that's what what the audience also expect. You know, like, for a long time, you go and watch a film. As soon as the baddie's dead, the film ends. It's almost credit roll. And that was until, like, the 90s. now I think we expect more kind of time to be given. I don't think that is necessarily a good thing. But no, I don't think it ends abruptly. I can understand why people like, and I think we discussed that, and I think John brought it up, you know, this like the, really the film ends on the train with Grant's death, and then you get these couple of other kind of set pieces. I understand that complaint, but for me, it just adds to that.
They've got to get out of there. Though,
yeah,
they?
The struggle of, and here's another obstacle, and just how hard it is to, for them to for this journey to complete it. But yeah, it ends on a lighter note, and I think that's what you want, because it is quite even though the quips and humour, it's quite a heavy film.
It is.
There's a lot to follow, and you know, there's a lot going on, and you know, there's characters that you really like who are killed off, and. Yeah. You know, I think compared to some of the later ones, I think it is, you know, it needs that at the end, that kind of almost like wink to camera type.
Yeah,
it's true.
Right, well, we will go home and we'll digest it more, but thoroughly loved watching From Russia With Love at the cinema. Mm-hmm. Mm. And some of us will be back for Goldeneye next week. And
Goldfinger.
Oh, I keep saying that twice, haven't I? Lost it. Yeah. Goldfinger. Good night, lads.
Good night.
Don't forget to check out our mammoth From Russia With Love review, available on iTunes and Spotify.
Really the best.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.